1984. The laughs continued, and the new year began with more work when I was asked to star in another sketch TV pilot entitled Uncensored, which was later released as a video. We filmed in and around Las Vegas, including at my new house. The show also featured a young actress comedienne, Cassandra Peterson, who later gained recognition as horror hostess Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. I managed to also get my girlfriend Connie involved in the show, and she proved herself worthy in the sketches she and I performed in. It was also the year I decided to unbag myself. One of my comic buddies, Skip Stevenson, who had frequently performed at my club Showbiz, was one of the hosts of a new network television show called Real People. Skip suggested I should debag on the show for publicity, and I agreed because I felt my unknown comic act had sort of run its course. So off came the bag, and the reaction was neither good nor bad. One nice consequence was a call from Bill Dana, known for a character he created, Jose Jimenez, which dated back to the Ed Sullivan Show. Dana was a prolific writer of humor and wanted to do a joke book about the unknown comic, offering me an advance of $10,000. It took me seconds to respond, and we met to discuss the book, which was later published and sold in the tens, perhaps even twenties. It was a financial loss for Dana's publishing company, convincing me that I was right about the unknown comic character having run its course. But still, Bill and I nevertheless became good buddies. I was tiring of the character anyway, and I felt it was time to move in another direction. The slogan, "Change is Growth," had been my motto, and I felt it was time to move forward, not backward, but I still worried about going downward. People often told me that I was lucky coming up with the unknown comic character, but I never looked at it that way. I often thought that if I had never created the bag character, I might have actually garnered more success as Murray Langston. Of course, the answer will never be known, and my life has been so much fun, I wouldn't change places with anyone anyway. I was happy to hear that the unknown comic was still in demand in other places like Australia, where I was invited to appear on several TV shows. A lot of people are not aware that the Gong Show actually originated in Australia. Having never been there, I was excited that I would be paid and flown to this new and fun vacation spot.